I have told you these things so you will not turn back. They will throw you out of the houses of worship. In fact, the time will come when those who kill you will think that they are offering a service to God. They'll do that because they don't know my Father and they don't know me. However, I've informed you of this so that when the time comes for these things to happen, you'll remember that I told you about them. I didn't tell you about them from the beginning because I was with you. The work of the Holy Spirit. As for now, I'm going to the one who sent me. Nevertheless, not one of you is asking me, "Where are you going?" But because I have told you about these things, grief has filled your hearts. Yet I tell you the truth, it's good for you that I am going, because if I don't go, the Helper won't come to you. But if I do go, I'll send him to you. When he comes, he will show the people of the world that they are in the wrong with regard to sin, righteousness, and judgment. The sin is that they don't believe in me. My righteousness is demonstrated in the fact that I'm going to the Father, after which you won't see me. The judgment is the condemnation issued against the leader of this world. I have much more to tell you, but you can't handle it now. Yet, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, because he doesn't say anything on his own, but rather speaks what he hears, and he'll inform you about things yet to happen. He will glorify me, because what he tells you will be from me. Everything the Father has is mine, and that's why I said to you that whatever he tells you is from me. After a little while, you won't see me. Then, in a little while after that, you'll see me again. Some of his disciples said to one another, "What's he mean by his statement to us, 'After a little while you won't see me, then in a little while after that you'll see me again,' and then his statement, 'I'm going to the Father'?" They said, "What's the meaning of 'after a little while'? We don't understand what he's saying." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him about this, so he said to them, "You're wondering among yourselves about what I said. After a little while you won't see me, then in a little while after that you'll see me again. I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn, but the people of the world will rejoice. You will grieve, but your grief will turn into joy. A woman suffers when she is giving birth because her time has come. But when she has given birth to her child, she forgets her pains because she is rejoicing at the birth of a person into the world. You too are grieving now, but I'll see you again and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will steal your joy from you. On that day, you will no longer make requests from me. I tell you the truth, everything you request from the Father in my name, he'll give to you. Until now, you haven't requested anything from the Father in my name. Ask, and you will receive it, so that your joy may be complete. Although I've used parables in my talks with you, a time is coming when I'll no longer speak to you in parables, but will tell you about the Father in plain language. On that day, you will make requests from him in my name. I'm not saying that I'll pray to the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you love me and you have believed that I came from God. Yes, I came from the Father, and I came to this world. Next, I will leave the world and go back to the Father." His disciples said, "You are now speaking plainly and not in parables. We realize now that you know everything and you don't need anyone to ask you their questions. That is why we believe that you came from God." Jesus replied, "So now you believe. A time is coming, in fact the time has come, when you will be scattered, each one on his own, and you will leave me by myself, but I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you may have peace through me. You will suffer hardship in the world, but be assured that I have conquered the world."